Now, we had quite a response to our first stories from India, and we'll bring you two other perspectives after eight, as I said. Last week, due to time, we left out one of the more affecting tales we heard on our trip. It was straight out of the Delhi slums, told to us by that lovely woman, Kieran Martin, whose group, Asha, tries so hard to educate slum kids. You remember all her success stories. But I did ask her as well whether she could remember any particular child who'd slipped through her net, and this was what she told us.
There's a particular girl in a slum who was very, very bright, and she, when she saw what was going on, she was so very keen to go to college. And I counseled her parents, my team spent time with her father and her mother, but they would have none of it. They said, no, this doesn't happen in our families, and we have to make sure that our girls get married by the time they are 14 or 15, otherwise they get spoiled. Or the father said that, there's a very, very big burden on us, and we have to make sure that whatever finances that have to be arranged in order for her to get married are something that we can manage. And no matter how much we tried to convince him, he didn't seem to come around, and the girl would cry every day. She would be crying, and she came to me and she said, if I don't go to college, I'm going to commit suicide one day, so I said to her that, don't be so disheartened, and I actually tried at a personal level, where there are 400 children who are studying in university today, and of course, I have this remarkable team and all that. At my personal level, I was speaking to the father, I was speaking to the mother, and finally, because they knew me for so many years, and they said to me, okay, since you say so, we'll give her a chance, it's all right. So I got excited. I thought, this is great, they finally agreed, and we actually managed to fill up the entire college applications and everything. She had great grades at high school, and she was getting a seat in an honors course in political science. That's the kind of seat was being offered to her. And can you believe what the parents did? Just at the time of admission, when you have to actually complete the admission formalities and pay the fees and everything, they took her to the village. And here I was, can you imagine, at my level, I'm calling the parents incessantly over the phone. My colleagues from Asha are calling them incessantly over the phone and saying, time is going by. What are you doing? Once the admission process closes, we're not going to be able to get a seat for her. The parents deliberately took her away. They took her there because they didn't want her to be there when it happened. It was so heartbreaking because everyone went and got in, but she didn't. And now they're thinking of getting her married quite soon.
More from India after 8:00.